Hi again, this is Masa. How's it going? Now I'm going to try to make an impromptu commentary. Let's get started. This morning, while cleaning my house, it's kind of my routine, I was listening to some podcasts from United States that I downloaded yesterday. Those are jazz programs, playing music and interviewing jazz people. One is an interview with a female jazz player. Another is an interview with a person who promotes big music festivals. It was right. Let me imitate them. Hi, you play not only saxophone but also clarinet, right?
Yes,
because the fingering of them is pretty similar. So it's really easy to play both of them. Hi, how was the festival last year like?
Yeah, when it took place, we had Kenny G and Spyro Gyra and David Sanborn, so every audience had a lot of fun. So I really appreciate the people concerned.
Something like that. And then, out of the blue, I found myself enjoying as if to enjoy a Japanese program. Actually, I started to check in an English podcast not long after I started studying English 1 year ago. At that time, I was like, なんじゃこら、俺全然もう意味どころか発音すら分からへん、こんなん。Telling, I couldn't understand at all. But now, I can understand.And even enjoy English programs as well as Japanese ones. Meanwhile, I acknowledged the power of Egon's method that I found last February. I realized that I've come this far, and I think everyone who's gonna try to improve their English on this method can eventually come up to the situation like me so far. Of course,It's not religion-like, as some people against this method criticize it for. I can say it's opposite. It's rather scientific because, you know, in terms of science, the same cause must bring the same effect. And Egon's method has clarified what the native English speakers, especially American people, are doing when they speak English. So, non-native speakers who've mastered it is consequently able to speak English like native speakers. However, you know, speaking is subject to our backbone, like our culture, upbringing, hometown, orStuff like that. So, we non-native speakers hardly speak perfectly native-like, but I think we can come up to over 90% of perfect natives. Perfect nativeness. Yeah. Of course, I haven't come up to that far. I'm approaching it on and on and on. Anyway,I highly recommend this method to everyone learning English. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and this is Masa. I hope you have a good day. Bye.